Thanks so much.
Thanks, Pastor Sarah. It's great to be here with you today. And I've got to say, I hear so much about how good Refresh is. And I've just loved this morning. Just hearing about the small groups, worshiping with Clayton and the team. What a great morning it's been so far. Today, I'm going to share about strong bonds and really go into service and sacrifice. This past week, as Clayton shared, there's been some challenges, not only in your community, but in the communities that I've been working in. But also, we've seen a picture and an image of strong bonds, as we've seen the Army, war veterans, Navy, the servicemen and women come together with our community. And on Thursday, we saw the strong bonds of what it means to be together. But I want to ask you some questions first of all. What's this? You guys know this logo? Macca's. Why do they exist? Make burgers. Yeah. Big Macs. And I remember as a kid growing up, I could repeat the slogan, you know, the sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickled onions and sesame seed bun. See, good slogan, hey. How about this company? What do they make? How about these guys? What do they make? They change the way we live because we now drive cars. How about this company? What do they do? And this guy's? Lego. They make awesome blocks, bricks, and, you know, has changed the way society lives, really, where you now got adults and even kids still making Lego. Like, you walk into a Lego store and you actually see Lego that's specifically made for adults. Amazing. How about these guys? Google has changed the way we live. And being a church on the school, you would know how this has changed the way we study even. I remember when I was at school 20 years ago, and kids, it's like this talk. When I was at school, well, it's actually 29 years ago. But you didn't have Google. You had to go to the encyclopedia and look it up through the pages. And it wasn't just one encyclopedia. You had like 10, 15. And you had to look it up the right place, and you'd go there and you'd find out about dinosaurs, whatever. Now, just ask Google, or you ask Siri. It's like, hey Siri, and you find the answer right then and there. Google has changed the way we live. In the actual fact, some people say Google is the new religion because it knows everything, it is everywhere, and I won't go on. Instagram, changed the way we live, where your life, as well as Facebook, it's on social media, on your phone. Amazon, again, it's changed the way we do our shopping, where it's at your fingertips, and you have it at your door within a few days. And then these guys, everything you need to know, everything you need to have is right in your pocket. You pull it up and it's just there. And those that are older, you remember going back and remember you used to have the telex. And you'd lift the telex up, you look through to find the name, you'd find the number, then you'd do the phone call. It's actually funny, the other day I took my sons up to Mullaney. And up in Mullaney, there was an old phone box. It wasn't that old, really. It was like the square one. It wasn't like the old round ones. It was square. And I was like, so boys, what's this? And I'm like, I don't know. We have no idea. And it's like the phone box. But remember, you just have to ring the phone and you have to get connected and finally be able to do a call. Crazy, hey? Crazy how times have changed, but crazy how these companies have changed the world. How about this group? And it's not coming up, unfortunately. But what should come up is a picture of Refresh. What are we here for? What are you here for as a part of our community? What are we at the school for? How are we changing our world? Have a think about this. 1 in 4 adults feel this. What am I? 1 in 4 adults feel this. It is recognized as the hidden killer among men. What am I? It has an impact on physical and mental health outcomes. What am I? It costs Australia an estimated $2.7 billion each year. What am I? It's been described as a world, throughout the world over, as the epidemic of our time. What am I? Loneliness. If you want to talk about health, and often we hear about all these different health issues that are facing our world today, the greatest epidemic of our time that we're facing right now is loneliness. Loneliness. Recent research conducted by Swinburne University reveals that 1 in 2 Australians report feeling more lonely since COVID-19. And in a research by a professor, and I won't try and say the professor's name because it's just crazy, but this professor said they're more likely to smoke, more likely to drink, and exercise less. They'll see the GP more frequently, as well as visit hospitals more frequently. This is the epidemic of loneliness. Another research done by a Consumers Health Forum of Australia said we are currently living in a systemic loneliness where we find ourselves in a community because of circumstance, like, let's say, work. Well, in reality, we are strangers in a strange land. And another panelist on this research said, when we think of loneliness in Australia, it's often portrayed as the elderly person who can't leave the house and doesn't get visitors. But we need to recognise that loneliness can be experienced by anyone. Now, you can be surrounded by people, e.g., have lots of co-workers, share your house with roommates, and still feel lonely because the connection isn't there. Social connectedness has been shown to decrease psychological and physiological deterioration. So on the complete opposite, the social connectedness, what Sarah's just talking about with these groups, and God bless you guys, I love the group idea. Social connectedness has been shown to decrease psychological and physical deterioration. Again, let me come back to Lego. Have you ever stopped to play with Lego and realize what the actual purpose of a Lego brick is? That the way Lego bricks are being designed, on top, you've got these little nodules that'll connect with something above it. And underneath, you've got the Lego made so it connects with something below it. And if we look at ourselves, if you look at Christians, if we look at the people in general, God created us to be connected. He created us to be connected to himself and to one another. And just like a Lego brick, he's created us for community. To be a part of a community, regarding how panelists believe that loneliness should be addressed, there was a clear preference for responsibility to fall on the small scale. This is this research. This is the outcomes. This is the findings. And they're saying the responsibility is to fall on the small scale, on individuals, family and friends, and local community groups and organisations. So get this. God has placed Refresh Church in the middle of North Pine Christian College, in the middle of north side of Brisbane, in North Lakes, to be the answer to the world's problem, the world's greatest epidemic today of loneliness. We are the answer. But here's the question, how? And that's why I've titled this week's talk about strong bonds, service and sacrifice. How can we be this answer to the world's problem today? How can we be the answer to even just our own community? We need holistic approaches, said one panelist. So many designs of apartments, etc., are not conducive to people even interacting with each other, never mind getting to know each other. There should be more of an effort not only to welcome people when they arrive in Australia, but encourage mixing and sharing of stories and culture. Does that sound familiar to you? To me, it sounds like a church. It sounds like a community. It sounds like us. Jesus often said this as well, where Jesus in Matthew 22 said, "You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind." And then he said, "You must love your neighbor as yourself." What context is this here? Well, who is Jesus saying this to? He's talking to the Pharisees of the time. These are the religious leaders. These are the guys that thought they had it all together. These are the guys that thought they knew what community is. These are the guys that made the rules about how we're going to live in that community at the time. And there was one guy, one Pharisee, that came up, and he was a learned guy on rules and regulations, on the law. And the Pharisees thought, we need to trick Jesus here, because Jesus was changing the world at the time. He was creating community when others weren't. And he comes and he says, okay, what's the answer here? Come on, Jesus. What's the answer to the law? What's the greatest commandment? Thinking he's going to trick him. And Jesus responds and says, hey, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind and soul, with all your being. And love your neighbor as yourself. And he goes on and says, everything else hinges on this. All commandments hinge on this. All the laws hinge on this. And if you look at this, if you look at the Ten Commandments, for example, the first four are about loving God, next six are about loving each other. If you look at the Word of God, if you look through from the beginning in Genesis right through to Revelation, it is all about loving God and about loving each other. Yet somewhere, somehow, we've made church so complicated. We've made church about programs. We've made church about things. We've made church about rules. We've made church about everything else and missed the whole idea of what Jesus came to earth to do. Somehow, we've gone back to the Pharisees. We've gone back to what Jesus came exactly to die for. When he said, move all this rubbish out and come back to what it's all about. Jesus and each other. Community. Strong bonds. I love how Philippians approaches this whole subject of who Jesus is and what we're here to be. And Paul says, don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble. Think of others as better than yourselves. I like that idea. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take interest in others too. You must have the same attitude as that of Christ, that Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took a humble position as a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. I love how John puts it in John 1:14, when he said, Jesus became flesh and blood and moved into our neighborhood. Probably about a year and a half ago now, I was really busy trying to just do life. And Chantelle says to me one morning, I'm getting ready, she says, Greg, we need bread for the boys to get to school. I said, okay, what are you saying, hon? Can you go down and get some bread from Coles? Coles opens at 7 o'clock. They leave at 7:30. To get to school because Chantelle's working diverse learning. The boys are in year, well, at that time they're in year 7 and in year 3. And I'm like, okay, I can do this. And so I get ready, 7 o'clock comes, I race down, and I'm ready to run into Coles right at 7 o'clock to get what I need to get. And husbands, you know when you go to Coles, your wife always gives you a list as well. It's not just bread, but there's about four or five or six other things you've got to get as well. And so here I have my list. I'm running in and I've got this little trolley, little one, and you go racing around. You get the bread, you get the milk, you get whatever else you need. You come around and then you get to the registers, and it always happens when you're in a rush. It's busy. And in our Coles in Madrabar, there's no self-serve registers either. So you've got to do the lineup. And so here I am, I look down at the fast checkout, 12 items or less, and there's about six people in line. I look at the normal checkout, when I say normal, it's like everyone else goes, and there's two people in line. And so I'm doing my sums, and my sums equal this line up here. And so I get into this line, and one goes through, the next goes through. I'm looking at my time, it's taken 5 minutes, and it's 7:20. Chantelle goes at 7:30. I'm trying to go, by the time I get home, I'll make quick sandwiches, they'll be off maybe a little bit late. Whew. We get up to the checkout, and the guy at the checkout, whose name's Brandon, says, good morning, how are you? And I'm like, I'm good, I'm in a rush. I've got a busy day. Ah, do. So what do you do? I'm like, oh no, I'm a church pastor. And he just stops scanning and he's like, oh, church pastor. That means like you're like those people on Saturday mornings on TV, Saturday and Sunday mornings, 4 a.m., like they preach. I was like, well, I used to. What do you mean you used to? So I used to be a pastor of a church here on the Gold Coast. Now I work in a position where I help all the other churches around our conference. What's a conference? I'm like, oh, it's like a group of churches that I support and help and do their thing. Oh, that's cool. So what church do you belong to? I'm like, oh, I'm an Adventist. What's that? Well, I'm a Seventh-day Adventist. Are they like Catholic or something? I was like, well, we're similar. We're Christian. Except we worship on Saturday. Oh. why? I'm like, there's like five items to go through. Can you just put them through? I was like, oh, well, we just keep the Sabbath. Because Jesus says to remember the Sabbath, to keep it holy. Oh, that's cool. That's really cool. So what does your wife do? I'm like, oh, man. I said, my wife works at the school, Gold Coast Christian College. She looks after people that need help and learning support. Wow, that's cool. And you obviously have kids because you've got some chips here. Man, how old are the kids? I'm like, this is getting a bit personal now, yeah? I explained to him my kids, their names, and what years they're in. Wow. That's really cool. Finally, he starts getting the last five items, and then he starts to ring the bell up. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to ask him. I was like, so do you go to church? And that was the last item. He goes, duh, and looks at me. I'm like, uh-oh. What have I done? And he just looked at me and said, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. He said, oh, that's really cool. I said, which church do you go to? And he told me the church he goes to. He said, I love where I go. He said, I go there and I worship and I go with my family. We have a great time. I said, I'm really glad of that. He finally rang up the bill, gave me the receipt. And I went and got my trolley, went to turn around and said, goodbye, Pastor. Have a great day. I'm praying for you. I said, what did you just say? And he came across, and he just came out of his little thing, and he's just leaning to me and said, Pastor, I don't tell many people this, but he said, I'm called here. I said, what do you mean? He said, God has called me here. He said, I pray for everyone that comes to my checkout. He said, God has called me to be here on my checkout. And he said, I've meet people that have got cancer, that are going through marriage problems, that are struggling with their kids, that are single parents. He said, you name it. He said, God's called me just here for this time during the day, and for the next 8 hours, I get to meet people and I pray with them. And I pray for them. And some, they don't even know I'm praying for them. I started to get tears in my eyes. I said, Brendan, I'm praying for you too. Have a great day. And I walked out. In my busyness, in the moment right then and there when I thought I was so busy I had to get my wife and kids to school, God stopped me in my tracks to meet Brendan and to realize that life is more than just about business and stuff. That's about connection. You see, God is calling us to make a difference. My question to you this morning is, how are you willing to serve where you're planted to build the kingdom? How are you willing to make a strong bond where you're planted to build the kingdom? You may be a teacher here, or one of the leaders here, or one of the team here at the school. Maybe you're the gardener, or maybe you do fixing things. I don't know where it is. Whatever it is that you're called to here at the school, God has called you for a reason, for a purpose. But how are you going to serve where you're planted to build the kingdom? Or maybe you've got a workforce or go to uni, or maybe you're a student here. How are you going to serve where you're planted to build the kingdom? You see, God has called us to be a part of community, to build strong bonds. We can do that. As he said, I've come to serve. just like Brandon, when I thought he was a checkout guy, just checkout guy. No, God has called him to be a checkout guy for his kingdom, to make a kingdom difference where he's planted. And whether it's your work, whether it's your home, whether it's your club you go to during the week or on a weeknight, your sporting club where you play indoor cricket, or whatever it is, God has called you to make a kingdom difference. But how are you serving and making a difference where God has planted you? You see, building community also requires sacrifice. And this is how Jesus modeled it, where he said, I have come to serve. For even the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. Community equals service plus sacrifice, or service plus sacrifice equals community. Or say it in a way we understand it here, service plus sacrifice equals strong bonds. So here's my other question for you today. What are you willing to sacrifice to build the kingdom? Often we think about the kingdom, we think about this thing up in the sky, we think about heaven, we think about what God's building up there. But I want to challenge you today to realize that the kingdom of heaven is not just up there, it's not just about up there, it is actually here right now. The kingdom of heaven is Refresh Community Church. And the minute we realize that we've been planted right here, right now, to be a part of the kingdom community, then we start to process this question of what, God, are you calling me to sacrifice to build up your kingdom here and now? Maybe it's your time. If you're like me, my time flies. Busyness. And you hear it all the time. You know, you go and meet someone, hey, how are you? And they're like, oh, I'm so busy. Really? Are we too busy for community? Because if you are too busy for community, I want to challenge you maybe to stop and reassess your life we're at right now. Talk to Pastor Sarah, Pastor Neil, one of the elders, and talk through, okay, how can I reorganize my life in order that I can let God in and build community? Because the challenge is when we get busy, we also get lonely. And that the need and want for more, and the want for more time, is sucking the life out of us. When in actual fact, remember, God created us for community, to connect with others and connect with Him. Maybe it's you can sacrifice money. I don't know what it might look like. Maybe it's just when you go down the street and there's someone begging on the side of the road, flicking the $5 there. Or if you see someone in need, a family or a friend, someone that needs some food or clothing or whatever it is, just giving that little bit more, sacrificing in order to make a difference. Or maybe it's that coffee. I think it's now, it used to be $4.50. Now I think it's about $7. I went to this place on Anzac Day, and they were charging me $8 for a coffee. And I stopped in my tracks, like, hang on a minute, that's $8 just for a coffee. Now I'm not telling you to give up coffee. I like, I'll be careful here. I like coffee. But what could just one time of giving up $8 for one day a week and giving it to build community, how might that make a difference? Or maybe I'll give up one coffee on Tuesday in order to take someone else out for a coffee the next day. and build community with them. See what I'm trying to say here? God is challenging us, what can we sacrifice in order to build up where we are planted, in order to build up the kingdom, in order to create strong bonds. In one of my churches I pastored before I went into my role, this one time we decided to go and hand out Easter eggs. And we got known for handing out Easter eggs in our community. And we repeated this over 2 or 3 years. And this one particular year, 3 young guys walked up to a door and knocked on the door. And they said, "We're here to make your Easter. We don't know how your life's going right now, but we're just here to give some Easter eggs. Have a great Easter." And this old lady came out. And the story goes that they gave the eggs and she just said, "Which church are you from?" And they explained the church. And she said, "Who's your leader?" And they said, "Oh, Pastor Greg." And I'm like, when they came to me, they're like, Pastor, there's this lady down there that wants to give away a car. Story has it that she actually told them, she said, "I can't drive anymore. I've been told I can't drive because of my eyesight. But I've had a car sitting in my garage waiting for the right community to give away to in order to make a difference." And as I went there, that's the word she shared. She said, "I'm so-and-so. I've lost my eyesight. I've been told that I can't drive anymore. I've had the car sitting out there for 6 months waiting for the right community to give it to in order to make a difference." I was like, "What? Really? Are you sure about this?" I've never been sure in my life. People's images because of names or whatever else. But the story goes on where we have to take that car and give it to a young family that didn't have any transport. Their car pretty much blown up. You know, there's something really cool? That old lady, when she gave that car to that young family and the old lady grew together. And the families grew together to the point where they started meeting together during the week. And that group became a group of our church. All because this lady wanted to give this car away. Now, I'm not telling you have to give your car away. I'm not telling you have to give all your money away. I'm not doing that, no. But what I'm saying is Jesus gave his life away to build community, to love you, to be a part of community. In order to create a strong bond in our community, it requires sacrifice and service. And it may be just something small that you are willing to sacrifice. As we reflect on our society, on our community this past week, Wednesday was all about that, leading to Thursday. Anzac Down Thursday. Remembering men and women, our grandmas and grandpas for some of us, even for some of us, maybe our mums and dads, who are willing to sacrifice the life they had. I know my grandma and grandpa, on both my sides, went to war. Sacrificed family, sacrificed the life they had, sacrificed work, sacrificed everything in order to build community and have a safe place here in Australia. What are we willing to sacrifice to build the community around us. What might refresh look like going forward? As our groups, and we saw them all standing across the front, imagine by the end of this year that those four or five groups have multiplied, let's say, 5 to 10 groups. Is it possible? You better believe it. I remember working in all the churches, I'm still part of a group now, where we're growing groups. We start off with 3 people in our group, and in 6 months it grew to 32 people and kids. We had the adults meeting downstairs doing Bible study, the kids upstairs, one of us adults, leading them in a kids' Bible study. We had to multiply. Another group we started with 4 of us. And again, we multiplied. When we got to 16, we multiplied again. Why? Because we're all dedicated to growing community, to building strong bonds. And church, I believe, refresh community church is at this space right now where it's ready to explode and grow in building the kingdom of Jesus Christ by making strong bonds through service and sacrifice. Maybe it's for a sacrifice, it's me sacrificing up my Wednesday night to either go to a small group or run a small group. I can do it. Or maybe it's me just saying I'm going to be a part of serving in my community. Maybe I'm going to make a food parcel for a family that's less fortunate in our school community. We can do it. We can do it. So here's what Jesus wants you to do, God helping you. This is yes to our prayer we prayed before this sermon. Don't be selfish. Don't try to impress others. Be humble, thinking of others as better than yourselves. Don't look out only for your own interests, but take an interest in others too. How about the person sitting next to you this morning? Do you really know them? You must have the same attitude that Jesus had. Though he was God, he did not think of himself as equal with God, as something to cling to, but instead, he gave up his divine privileges. He took on the humble position of a slave. And was born as a human being. And when he appeared in human form, he humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Jesus created strong bonds with you and I, with us. Jesus is a solution to the world's problems today. And Refresh North Pine Community is the answer to the loneliness epidemic today. As we grow community, grow strong bonds, and serve and sacrifice to build community. That's my prayer for us today. That we'll go from here not just saying, that was another nice sermon, that was another nice day, but have that question in our heart. How can I serve and sacrifice to build up, refresh North Pine Community, his kingdom, this next week, this next month, and this next year? Let me pray for you. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your love. Thank you that you modelled exactly what it looks like to have strong bonds. And Lord, today we just come to you having listened to a few stories, having opened your word, and think about our community. And while around us there's many great companies that are serving burgers, making computers, making phones, making cars, doing all different things and changing the world, you've planted something in this world right here at North Pine. And that is Refresh North Pine Community. The answer to north side of Brisbane's epidemic of loneliness. And so, Lord, today I pray for this community. I pray for the adults here. I pray for the kids in the various areas that they're worshipping, that they're just studying your word. I pray that you'll grow us up together. I pray that you'll help us to serve and sacrifice for each other and to look out for each other. Lord, those that aren't here, Father, may we call them this week. May we connect with them this week and say, I missed you. And Lord, today I pray for each one of us personally. The questions, what are we willing to sacrifice? How willing to serve? Where we're planted to grow your community and build your kingdom. Spirit, move in this church like never before. And may we see a disciple-making movement rise up at Refresh North Pine Community that is irresistible, that is unstoppable, that is transforming hearts and minds and lives with the good news of you, the great stories of you, of how you've changed lives then, how you're still changing lives today. Lord, if possible, may we be the Brandon in the supermarket, or maybe like that old lady willing to give away and sacrifice whatever it is in our life to make a difference. This is our prayer in your name. Amen.
Thank you, Greg. Awesome reminder that we do live in community, and it's so much better worshipping God together. As we sing our last song together, Graves in Your Gardens, we invite you to stand, and let's praise God one last time.